I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
So after posting about the show today with the brewery brand and everything, it seems like the feedback's been pretty positive. And I've had two people reach out saying very nice things, and it's been so sick. And just to put this out there again, support so early on in something so uncertain, I guess, of all of this. Support so early on goes such a long way. I try not to pay much mind or attention to the positive or the negative. I've only received positive. I haven't gotten anything negative. But I try not to pay too much attention to either side. I'm just trying to keep on going, and I don't want to be distracted or inflate my ego or read too much into the negative. So I'm doing my best to just move forward. But it is very nice to hear positive things from people. So to the people who did reach out, you know who you are. We're talking in the DMs. I fucking appreciate that. That's so nice of you guys to say something. So anyway, with that being said, so title of this show, I'm already calling it two podcasts because this is, so despite the better air quotes quality in the last few episodes or the last few dozen episodes, this is only meant to be a shoot from the hip type of podcast. What you're hearing now is the best quality this podcast will ever see. And that's that. The other podcast, which has not come out yet, which is there's no episodes, there's no content recorded for that yet. There's no cover art design, nothing. That one's just an idea at the moment, but it's a work in progress. That one, the best way I can describe it is this podcast is actually me panning for gold. The other podcast is me talking about the gold that I find. And so that analogy is just me going through life day to day, sharing the wins and losses and how they happen in real time, whatever. The other podcast is going to be me talking about and dissecting maybe what I learned, the value that you can get from it, how you can benefit, maybe actionable takeaways that you can take and you can implement them in your life. You can take my failures, run with them, learn from it, and make your life better as a result of the things that I am going through. So this podcast is supposed to be just super quick. If you go back and listen to probably a few episodes before 100 and even 100 itself, I talk about how I want every episode after 100 to be really quick, 3 minutes or less, because I want somebody to be able to listen to all 7,305 episodes quickly. I want them to be able to catch up. I want them to be able to listen to 24 episodes per day if they wanted to, because 24 times 3 is just over an hour. So that's the idea. So they would listen to 24 days of my life. So if you want to just round up, they would listen to a month of my life per day if they wanted to listen for an hour and a half or so. And a lot of podcast episodes now are about an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, depending on who you're listening to. So that's the whole idea there. You can listen to a whole month of my life in one day. You could catch up with, let's see, that would be about 2.5 years. A little less than 3 years of my life per month that you listen to the show. So that's the idea. And I think it was very ambitious of me to do that because, for example, I'm already at 4 minutes of this show and I haven't said a goddamn thing about anything. So that's that. But I wanted to clarify that because it seems like it's taken like I'm trying to make this podcast the real shit, and that's just not the case. I mean, I can see how it would seem that way, but this is just a quick shoot from the hip. That's the best way I can explain it. I really don't know what else to say to that. Just really quick, hey, I did this. I thought about this. I thought about this, got this new perspective. What if this? I'm just questioning things, you know, deep thought, critical thinking. Because the more and more that I dive deep into just questioning everything, not conspiracy wise, not even trying to prove a point or be a contrarian, but just deep diving into certain aspects of life and questioning everything. It's so interesting to me. I love that shit. That goes back to the book title that I had, Size Matters, right? Why the depth of your thinking, the length of your questioning, and the girth of your, or the width of your perspective, or whatever it was. Like, what a great book, you know? So that's the idea. Maybe I'll write that one day, and that'll be the title. I don't know. I also thought about writing a book and just giving it away, because I just like to write, dude. I have learned that writing and putting my thoughts on paper and then trying to rework those thoughts so that somebody could just take it and run with it, that's very fun for me. I really enjoy doing that. So who knows, man? I don't know. I don't like the idea of writing a book right now because I have no experience necessarily. Not that much experience, I'll say. Yeah, a little bit, but in the grand scheme of things, I'm an ant on a mountain, and I have yet to explore really anything. And as the title of the podcast illustrates, BED, business, excellence, and discipline. And that first one, don't got much experience with that, but that'll come with time. But I, again, I'm documenting everything from the pre-days of before anything happens, of those pre-days. Meaning, I mean, I started this thing 158 days ago, and for a while there, the goal was to take all the money that I just spent on getting out of debt and put it towards business. And in hindsight, maybe I should have done that. I almost feel like I'm procrastinating in certain ways. But then again, I wouldn't be getting a new place here in June if I did that. So you can always connect the dots however which way you want. That's the beauty of life. We can only do it after they've happened. So that was the goal, was to put all the money towards business and start that sooner than later. But I decided to take this route, which was getting out of debt completely and then freeing up almost, I think I talked about it yesterday, almost $800 a month in debt and bills and loans and all that bullshit. So that's that. So now I have, if in one light, you can say that I have an extra $800 a month now. Well, I will. And that relieves a lot of stress, but that also delays the whole business side of this podcast quite a bit. So hopefully by the end of this year, early next year, let's see. Early next year is, I think, the time frame that I should have, if I choose to pursue the supplement that I'm, the whole business idea with the supplement, if that's the route that I go, which I have no other ideas at the moment, so I'm just going to run with that. If I run with that first idea that I had, I think February of 2025 is when I would make my first order for everything. And everything meaning my first tiny little minimum order of the first ever of the product that I would want to launch. And there's so much uncertainty. There's so much I need to learn. There's so much I need to expose myself to before I make any decisions like that. But I've said it before, the worst that happens is I get education. I learn, I grow, I develop, I learn. I get into the game of business. I get in, you know, I get off the bench, I start playing. Even if I get my shit kicked in, I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still developing, still getting the new perspective, still gaining. It's just how you look at shit, you know? And so even if it all goes to shit and I lose everything, money-wise, you know, if I spend 15 grand on everything and I lose 15 grand, don't make a single dollar, I still learn, I still develop, I still gain perspective. And I get one kick-ass story, and you guys will hear about it first because it's going to happen day to day. So that's the beauty of this. But the best case scenario is unimaginable. Who knows what could happen? And so that's that. So with this podcast, you're hearing about the discipline side of things. You're hearing about me pursuing that personal excellence, right? And I found a lot of self-fulfillment in doing so. And I've just so happened to stumble across other people across the internet who have a following, such as Alex Ramosi, who talk about the same exact shit that I've been thinking or talking about. I'm not saying that they got it from me. No fucking shit they didn't get it from me. Who am I? They have no idea I exist. But I've already talked about it multiple times, but it's so cool. When you come up with your own shit, you believe something to be true, you have a way of living or a way of doing certain things, and then you come across people who have been there, done that for 20, 30 years, who are infinitely more successful than you, who have made almost billions of dollars more than you, who have the perspective, the influence, whatever, who then come across and say the same thing that you did. That is such an incredible feeling. That's such a great reassurance, just such an incredible indicator that I'm on the right path and that the future does hold some sort of success for me. That's such a great feeling. And so, don't know where I was going with that thought. So, whatever, dude. But anyway, I got two podcasts. One is in the works. One is on episode 158, which is what you're listening to now. The BED podcast, which you can say stands for, I mean, there's some acronyms here. Spoiler alert, it stands for Bryson Every Day. It's just daily documentation. But you could say that it stands for Better Each Day, Business Excellence and Discipline, Becoming Exceptional Daily, Beloved Eggs and Donuts, Building Excellence Daily, Believing Every Dream, Blindly Entertaining Delusion, could be me, and Betting Everything on a Dream. Those are the acronyms that you could say that this shit stands for. I don't care what you call it, but the first idea was Bryson Every Day because the previous name of the show was BQ Daily, which is me, daily. So Bryson Every Day, we get bed out of it, and it sparks curiosity. Scrolling on Spotify, you just see side profile of a dude, and it says bed. What does that even mean, you know? You're going to put our old selves to sleep? Is that what we're doing? We're going to bed? Oh, man, dude, it's such a weird name now that I think about it. I could make so many weird-ass taglines. Hey, come and get in bed with me. That's so fucking weird, dude. Of course, I would never say that. In a serious way, that is. Of course, I'll make jokes. But anyway, I think that's it. So two podcasts. This one is what you're listening to. The other one is going to be the real deal, the professional one. I'm going to have guests on that one. I'm going to push that one. That's the one that's going to be advertised if I do. That's the one that's going to have ads on it. That's the one that's going to have all the focus, all the attention to detail and quality and sound. That one's probably going to be video put on YouTube. I'm very ambitious with all that. Dude, what's the worst that could happen if I try, right? I think a lot of people would be better off if they adopted that mentality. What's the worst that could happen if you at least tried? Like, really, though. And there's a lot of things in my life that I do not do that with, so you can call me a fraud or an imposter by saying that. But I'm living and learning. I'm progressing. I'm trying new things. I'm pushing myself to be better. I believe in myself. Crazy, right? And so all this to say, I've got two podcasts. This one is the lower quality, the shit one, the one that is every day that's going to record every single thing that happens in my life as it happens in real time so that by the time I get to a certain point in life, we can reflect and look back and be like, okay, yeah, so this is the part where he actually had the first idea. Cool. Oh, this is the next part where he actually made his first order. It was 15 grand. And, oh, dude, he didn't even have 15 grand. He had to get a loan or just, you know, that's the whole idea. And then as bigger things happen, oh, this is the very first day of the company where he made his first million or whatever, you know. And the other one is going to be talking about probably a lot of what this one talks about, but in a more organized, valuable entertainment way. This is not meant to be entertaining. This is not meant to be any kind of... I'm literally recording all of these for the people who are listening in 15 years. I mean that. I mean, it's cool that people listen now and they're getting some kind of value where they're I almost said humped. They're pumped for me. Yeah, they're humping me, dude. They're so excited. They're just humping me. It's cool that people are listening now and they're humping me. But I'm making these for the people who are – and I really mean that, dude. All these are being recorded for the person who listens in 12, 18, 20 years. I say that it ends at 20, but – probably going to go on for a lot longer. I mean, I'm only going to be 46 in 20 years. I literally, in 20 years, I still have my whole life ahead of me. You know? That's so crazy to think about, dude. So, anyway, I'm going to say it one more time. This is the first podcast. This is the lower quality. Shoot from the hip. Quick recap, quick lesson, quick thought, quick idea. Critical thinking shit. The other one is going to be a lot more full-length shows. A lot more focus on quality, professionalism, sound, bringing in guests, having them provide even more value than I could. And then I have some ambitious goals of being on Gary V podcast Andy Frisella's podcast, Modern Wisdom with Chris Williamson. It'd be cool to do something with Alex Hormozi. It seems like we have a similar way of thinking. And I think I've only recently discovered that because I have kind of unplugged myself from the world and started to think for myself more so than I have. Started to ask deep questions and started to embark on my own journey and see what that life's about. Because I talked about how certain social norms are just that. They're social normalities, right? They apply to the normal person of society. That's why they're a social norm. But when you kind of take a step back and figure out where you're going in life, you realize maybe you are part of that social norm. That's not a bad thing. Or sometimes you realize that you're actually not doing the social norm thing. And for me, a lot of what I do is not mainstream. It's not well known. It's not in the spotlight. It's not a social norm. So I have to think outside of the box here. The social norm is to go to school, get an education, get a degree, get a job, have a family, have kids, buy out. That's the norm, right? And you, not good, not bad, no opinion, whatever. I do have an opinion, but my norm for me is not that. And so that's what's around us right now. That's what's going on. That's what everybody knows. So when you go and embark on a new journey, you're kind of the weirdo or the outcast. And there's not much to play off of other than the people who have already made it, who are ahead of you, who are, I guess, generous enough to share their wisdom in their day-to-day, which is exactly what I'm trying to do for the people listening in 10, 20, 30, 40, 1,000 years somehow. And, yep. Lost my train of thought again. I'm not here to bullshit. Sometimes I get going and I have no idea where the fuck I'm going. And then I just stop talking and that's the thought. So, and that's actually this show. So we're going to end it there. But, yeah, just to clarify, this is just the shitty show. This is the shit show with sessions. Okay. The other show is going to be better whenever that drops. And, got a lot to figure out in the meantime. But until then, I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on recording these. And, to everybody who has something nice to say, I really appreciate it. And I'll always say this, but support so early on goes such a long way. You know, it makes you feel like I'm not quite doing this for no reason. There are people out there who are already benefiting. And if there are people already benefiting, and I'm only on episode 158, and it's shittier episodes in the grand scheme of things, that is so cool to think that I'm almost 1/40th of the way there, and I'm already getting positive feedback on my total lack of experience, my total everything. So that's cool. Also, the more I think about it, the more I think what I did unknowingly in the beginning of the show was one of the best things I could have done for my entire life as far as perspective and just starting. Because I started the show and I made it a rule that I couldn't tell anybody, meaning every ounce of work, every minute of me talking, everything that I put into the show was for nothing because nobody knew about it. Nobody could listen. I couldn't get feedback. So I had to force myself to work to produce the content for no other reason than to do that, to just work, to then put it out. There wasn't like, hey, I'm going to post this because someone's counting on me. It's like, well, I'm going to record this and post it because I made a promise to myself. I'm going to do it. And even on the days where I didn't want to do it, I still did it. Even on the days where I was already in bed and I could have just said, fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow morning. I'll do two. Who would know? I didn't. And so I can say with utmost integrity and confidence and I guess honesty, every single show that's been recorded has been one show on one day, uploaded the next day, except for the big old chunk of shit that was uploaded. I uploaded like 30 episodes in one day. So I don't know if that fucks with the algorithm or whatever Spotify and Amazon and Apple Music have, but yeah. So everything, I've recorded one episode every single day for 100 feet. There's not been one that's been recorded twice or I recorded back to back and then set it up. I haven't done shit. And, would it be easier to do it that way? Absolutely would be. But yeah. So anyway, I think me doing that so early on kind of showed me that it's just It's so cliche, man, but it's so true. But it really is the journey, more so than the destination. There's a thought that I was playing with, shared a couple episodes ago, but it makes me think of that's why people read books. And I don't mean self-help books. I mean fantasy books, fiction, mystery, but whatever. If people's desire to read was to get to the outcome, they would just look up Spark Notes or look up a book summary or use ChatGPT to figure out what it is. But people don't do that who want to find out the who want to find the or gets the conclusion of the book or find out what's going on. They want to read it. They want to go through the motions. They want to be a part of the story. They want to have the experience, the surprise, the excitement, the relatability to the character. They want all of that. That's why people read books. And if people just got to the summary and got a quick summary, there would be no joy in knowing the outcome of the book. It's like, okay, well, Bob did this and John said this and Sally lost this and then Princess Peach flew to the castle and cool. So, what's the next book? There's no, who cares, you know? You just lack context. It's just like, I got the summary for what? Now I know what happened for what? That was fun, I guess. So that's kind of the thought. So when you read the book, there's a lot of noise going on in my house right now. What the fuck is going on? Anyway, that's the show. I'm gonna go ahead and end it there. It's just about the journey. And the more, hold on, I'm not gonna end the show. I'm gonna say one more thing. Think about this. You know how many people who have quote unquote made it, who are up there on the top floor, as I like to call it. You know how many of those guys always talk about how it's in the work that you do, it's in the journey, it's in the process, it's not the outcome, it's not the reward. You know how many people say that? And I think it's said so much that we become desensitized to what that actually means. I mean, Kobe Bryant even said it. The fucking Black Mamba said that shit. Interesting, right? So that's it. That's actually the show. So recap, it's two podcasts. One's in the making. This one's the day-to-day bullshit. Critical thinking is the shit. Discipline is the shit. I got no experience in business, but I'm getting there. And then we're gonna be able to talk about that. That'll be cool. I don't know how much I want to share because I'm not trying to be like, yeah, so I've actually my business is actually worth, and this person sold me a thing and I spent 500,000 on it. I don't know. I don't know because competitors are listening, they'll fuck me up. So anyway, business wise, not any other way to clarify. So yep, that's the show. And as always, thank you for listening and giving me your time. That's crazy that people do that because the show's ass. So thank you. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Also, it's Monday, March 25th, 7:59 p.m. Am I going to go to bed on time tonight? Nope, because I got to be asleep in 1 minute. So meet up next time. All right, peace. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.